He wants to know that when a person makes istighfar, he seeks forgiveness, does it mean that bad deeds are changed into good deeds?
In one condition. This condition is presented by the end of Surah Al-Furqan. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the traits of the servants of the most merciful, among those traits that they avoid certain major sins, such as killing, committing adultery, etc. Then he said, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنًا وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. This is the best glad tiding for the sinners. There is another glad tiding in Surah Az-Zumar, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. The verse of Surah Az-Zumar means, say, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, to my servants, those, not the righteous ones, not the pious ones, no, those who transgressed against themselves in committing sins, they went way beyond bounds. أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Despair not of Allah's mercy. Do not lose hope. Because verily, Allah the Almighty forgives all sins. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Because He is the oft forgiven, the most merciful. So the next best glad tiding is in Surah Al-Furqan. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated, avoiding major sins, and for those who do it, such a horrible torment, then He said, except for those who repent. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ. Look at the order. Repentance. وَآمَنَ. And believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His oneness. وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. And does a good righteous deed. فَأُولَٰئِكَ. Such people who were yesterday big time sinners. They even committed major sins. But they repented. They believed in Allah. They followed the evil deed with one which is good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do what? يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Allah will convert, will change their bad deeds to become good deeds. So those who are exceeding the limit in committing sins, now they're exceeding the limit in collecting and harvesting good deeds, because equal number to the sins have been converted into good deeds. And I remember here an incident in which, in one hadith, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will draw near to him one of his servants and will have a private conversation with him, saying, my servant, do you remember such and such incident? Do you remember such and such sin? So he would admit all his sins. He would look in the record, recognize all his sins in the dunya. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that I have concealed your sins in the dunya, and I will forgive them for you today. And I will convert the number of your bad deeds into good deeds. So the servant at that would say, oh Allah, there are lots of more bad deeds that I have committed in the dunya, which I do not see in the record here right now. Why? Because he wants them to be added in order to be converted. At that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled. This is not an invitation to do bad deeds in order to be converted to good deeds, because this is very risky. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, I believe in Surah Hud, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبَنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ ذَلِكَ ذِكْرَ لِلذَّاكِرِينَ. So this is an indication that one of the conditions of the sincere repentance is to follow the evil deed with one which is good, in order to remove it, to remit it. In the sound hadith of Mu'adh ibn Jabal and Abu Dharr, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُمَا كُنْتُ وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. Fear Allah wherever you are, and follow the evil deed with one which is good, it shall erase it, and be well mannered in your relationship with all mankind. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us sincere tawbah, and one of its conditions is to follow the evil deed with one which is good in order to remit it and erase it. Amen.